Thank you, Elder Ludlow. By the wonder of missionary travel and general authority assignments and the good grace of the assignment committee, I was in the Torreon mission 4 weeks ago today, and they were shouting, "Elder Ludlow, Elder Ludlow." They want to know where you are. So learn 7 more words of Spanish and go, okay? Now, we're delighted that seated on the stand with us tonight are members of the Quorum of the 12, of the Quorums of the 70, the Presiding Bishopric, and our General Auxiliary Presidencies. Their spouses are seated on the playing floor here in the Marriott Center. In a sense, these and all of us represent your ward and state councils and the work we are all doing together. Here at church headquarters, we counsel widely on all of the major decisions regarding missionary work and all of the work. For instance, as we considered lowering the missionary age of service, we counseled with all the presiding councils and quorums of the church, including the presidencies of the Relief Society, Young Women, and Primary. Their counsel and advice were crucial in that decision. That is how we hope it is in your stake and ward councils, hearing everyone, the brethren and the sisters, on all vital issues, including the ever-important matter of member missionary work. So, in the spirit of all this, we are grateful to meet with you in something of a worldwide stake and ward council meeting. We hope to give you our best direction and guidance regarding the work of salvation in your wards and stakes. We're particularly grateful to have with us those on whose shoulders so much of the work of salvation directly rests: area presidencies, area 70s, stake presidents, bishops, high counselors, those particularly assigned to missionary work, and ward mission leaders, members of stake and ward councils all, and of course, the missionaries and mission presidents gathered throughout the world. What a remarkable team you make, and we are thrilled to participate with you in such a historic broadcast. We welcome those who have joined us by satellite or via the internet. For example, we are joined by President James Matsumori and his missionaries in the Washington, D.C. North Mission. President Matsumori, how are you?
We are doing great, well, Elder Holland.
Well, you look great, especially Sister Matsumori.
Thank you.
Thank you for meeting with us today with members of your Mission Leadership Council, which we can see on the screen. We're grateful to have you with us. President and Sister Matsumori, give our love to all of your missionaries. And Sister Matsumori, all the primary children of the church miss you. They send their love. Today, President Matsumori represents all 405 mission presidents across the world. We're grateful for all those mission presidents and their wives, those who are now serving, for those who are completing their service in just a few days, and this is a tender time for them, and those who are gathered here tonight at the very beginning of their service in our Mission President Seminar. We're also joined by President Marco de Loaiza of the Lima, Peru, Magdalena Stake. Buenas tardes, Presidente. Le sagrada semos su presencia. You weren't waiting for my Spanish. I was dying to display it. I was going
to
give you all 10
to
words.
You,
Thank you. Thank you, President. We love you.
It's a great privilege for us to be with you, Elder Holland. And thanks a lot.
What a wonderful day in which we can have a live transmission from Peru to Provo. There's something poetic about that. Thank you, President, for taking the time to meet with us today. Our best to Sister de Loaiza and all of the members of your stake. He represents, as a stake president, the many wonderful stake presidents who are gathered around the world in their stake councils. We appreciate so much the faithful service of these brethren and sisters. Also with us today, you'll see on the screen, Bishop Ofena Unga of the Haula 4th Ward of the La'ie Hawaii Stake and his ward council. Aloha, Bishop. I'll make it shorter this time. How is the weather in Hawaii?
It's beautiful. We have rain, we have sun, and we have wind.
Yeah. Welcome to Hawaii. It's beautiful, and we have rain. Yeah. Well, we love you, Bishop. Thank you. And all of the other faithful bishops and ward councils who are participating with us today. We're grateful you have your ward council there. As the Lord reveals His will to us, there will continually be improvements in the way we perform missionary work. We've met this afternoon to share some of those improvements with you. Additional information and guidance will flow to you through the members of the Quorums of the 70 who have clearly defined responsibilities for missionary work. When Christ first established His church, He appointed other 70 and sent them before His face into every city and place, whither He Himself would go. In our time, the Lord commanded the 12 to call upon the 70 instead of any others, and noted that the 70 are also called to preach the gospel and to be especial witnesses unto the Gentiles and to all the world. Missionary work has always been fundamental to the call of a 70. In some way or another, everyone here reports to the first presidency and the Quorum of the 12 through the 70. Look to them for instruction and guidance. Look to them for an example of how the work of salvation should be accomplished. For each of you, one particularly important 70 is the area 70 who presides over the coordinating council where you live. Direction and guidance regarding the work of salvation will come to you through your area 70 in that council, where stake and mission presidents counsel together regarding member missionary work. In fact, when coordinating councils were first implemented, they were called member missionary coordinating councils. That is an important piece of history to remember. Please be sure that each council retains an emphasis on this essential part of the work of salvation. I pray that we may all be touched and taught by the messages that will be shared today. I bear witness that this is our Heavenly Father's work, and He has a profound personal interest in it. I testify that as you act upon the direction that will be given here today, you will also come to know how intimately He is involved in this effort. You will feel Him guiding you and lifting you and directing you to do that which on your own is far beyond your capacity, but that with Him is always possible. Of this I testify in the name of His beloved Son, even Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, it will be our great privilege to hear from Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, followed by a musical number, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. Elder Perry.